everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss which drag queen was involved in the UK's biggest diamond heist, Billie Eilish versus billionaires, short change on Dragula, and what's really underneath the White House ballroom renovation. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
It's time!
Well, it's time for Mariah to put out a brand deal. Capitalism.
Her song's already climbing the charts.
She posted her little It's Time, and it's got AI in it. It's a brand deal for Sephora. It's over. Do you see how quickly the poison of capitalism grips on every beloved thing to squeeze the money out of it? It's like, is anything pleasant and nice? No. I guess it was always about capitalism. It's time for what? Well, heard a chart.
Would you rather chart or shart?
Now we're talking. All righty. Well, why not both? Are there any pop divas that have sharted on stage?
Well, remember when Christina Aguilera sang it at a James's funeral and people thought she had blood dripping down her leg, but it was just fake Tanner?
You know, it could happen to you. I'm watching Dragula, speaking of blood dripping down your leg. I'm on season 4, okay? Or am I on season 3? I don't know.
Who can ever be sure?
I watched the Resurrection.
Okay, wasn't that just like a 2-hour episode?
Yes, and to find out who's coming back for the following season. So I think I'm on the season with the people. So is that season 3 or 4?
Titans 1?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm enjoying it, but it is it's baby. I feel like it's gotten so good. It's like, I'm so happy I watched the first two seasons. We don't have to talk about it because I feel like we talked about it last week. But yes, I'm watching Dragula. Scary Verse continues, even though we're in Christmas time.
Well, speaking of, I was talking about Dragula yesterday, even though I wasn't watching it, because I'm doing a first viewing of Lord of the Rings. Have you ever heard of it?
Okay, yes.
And a lot of the orcs. Are you familiar with the orcs?
Yeah, you know what? It is giving Orc City.
I said a lot of the orcs are, I was saying a lot of these orcs are what the contestants on Dragula look like.
You're absolutely right. Orcs, the orcs from Lord of the Rings, they should have an orc challenge. They do have a
what about
a challenge that was like kind of Dungeons and Drag Queens. And so each of them had to do like a... you know, like elf or, you know, one of the archetypes. Yes, druid.
Have you heard of the gay men's chorus?
Honey, yes.
What about an orchestra?
Oh.
But it's all orcs.
Okay. Oops, all orcs?
Oops, all orcs, yes.
Okay, yes. I think you're onto something.
They should do a Dragula challenge. Like an orchestra, a singing challenge, where they all have to come orking.
Well, an orchestra famously is not a choir. An orchestra is...
Oh, damn. Is instruments.
Instruments.
But can my orchestra include my voice?
Sure. I think very often a vocalist will accompany an orchestra.
Telling me there's no singers allowed at my orchestra is not very yes and.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to complain actually about Dragula, but I do have one complaint. And this is going to have some spoilers, so cover your ears or skip 15 seconds, okay?
Go.
They do a rock challenge every season that's like a boy band challenge, boy girl group challenge, okay, but it's like with rock of blood or whatever, and they assign who is the lead singer for the two groups. And every season so far that I've watched, spoilers,
it's been the same person.
The winner is a lead vocalist that was chosen by them to be the lead vocalist. So it's like, I just watched the episode from the most recent season I'm watching. And I said, if the winner of this challenge is one of the lead singers that was assigned to be the lead singer by the judges, I'm going to be so annoyed. And then it turned out to be, that was
the
case.
Why are the judges assigning the roles?
That's a great pregunta. Why not have it be one lead singer is the winner of the last challenge, one lead singer is the survivor of the last killing? Or
Not make them pick roles like Andre Grace?
Or make them pick out of a bag or something so it's random. Well, everyone's going to want to be the lead singer because historically the only winner of the challenge is the lead singer. Anyway, I was annoyed.
Fuck their orchestra.
Well, yes. Speaking of things.
Okay, go off.
Should we put a pin in Halloween? I have a couple Halloween
I think
items
we should.
It's
November 11th.
I know, but last week we didn't record in time for Halloween, and so like this is us covering celebrity Halloween costumes.
I can't go back. We can't go back. We must not go back.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Poot?
We talked about Poot.
Poots for Halloween?
We talked about Poot being the pickle witch. No. It was all layered. Poot was being the pickle witch as a teaser for Halloween.
Okay, yeah. But, well, Poot's back. But
stance.
Put back? What?
You know my official stance. Like, oh, wow. I'm supposed to be wowed that a celebrity with endless amounts of cash and resources pulled off an incredible Halloween costume.
You're right.
You're all like, Heidi Klum as Medusa. No one does it better than her.
Well, yes. Well,
no one hires more people than she does or what? I've had it.
Yeah, you're right. Megan Thee Stallion as Greta from Gremlins. I was kind of like, yeah, I did that too once. Yeah. Bitch me to the fuck.
Great.
Did you see Addison Rae as Ice Spice?
I couldn't pick Addison Rae out of a lineup, and you know that.
Could you pick Addison Rae as Ice Spice out of a lineup?
Barely. Only because Ice Spice was on Drag Race.
Did you see Julia Fox as Jackie O?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay. Jackie O, she was a first lady.
I know her.
Okay. Well, Julia
who
Fox
else?
Dressed
what
up
other,
as...
What
as,
other celebrities with unlimited resources do you want to tell me about?
Well, I do have a bone to pick, and Darren, Chris, it's not easy for me to do this, but Darren, as Shrek at the Heidi Klum Halloween party, I'm going to need you to put a little bit more pep in your Shrek, because he did the green on his face, I saw his Caucasian hands, his Caucasian neck. I thought, come on. You're at the Heidi Klum Halloween experience. You couldn't greenify. You're green. You couldn't dip it, pop it.
He only greened his face.
He did green face, and it was not enough. And I'm so sorry, Darren. I'm a Darren fan, but part of being a fan is holding your faves accountable, Darren. No.
Do better.
Do better.
All right. Who else? Who else has money this year?
What?
Who else did an AI ad for Sephora to afford a Halloween costume?
You want to know my new lie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tested it out this weekend, and it was a hit. My new lie, Shortchange got cast on the next season of Dragula.
Dragula.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what? I told somebody this weekend and he was gagging. And then I had to be like, that's just a lie.
You said not true at all.
Well, he said, I don't think Shortchange is ready for Dragula. I said, okay, well, that's not what we're having a conversation about. I was just trying to lie. I'm not trying to talk about if it were true. Let me have my lie.
Did you dress up and go out?
No, baby. No, no, no. No, no. Did you?
No.
No, no. I wasn't really in the mood, to be honest. No, but I did go to a concert, and it fell on November 1st, which was a Saturday, right? And so people were doing costumes a little bit still. There was some residual costuming.
Okay.
I went to go see Cobra. Do you even know who that is?
Cobra Starship.
Close. They I did suggest, what if we went as Cobra Starship stands to the Cobra concert? And I thought, nobody's going to get it. Nobody's going to know.
Little niche. I love gay Halloween. What do you mean you're Cobra Starship at a Cobra concert?
Now we're talking.
Watching Cobra Kai.
Yes. I don't know what that means, but yes.
I thought you watched Cobra Kai on Netflix.
I don't know what that is or it means.
It was a movie, wasn't it? Or a TV show?
I don't know.
Cobra Kai. It's a martial arts drama. 6 seasons.
Didn't catch it. That did not hit my eyes.
Okay, I guess I'm making that up.
Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Well, it's official. She went on another one of her little tirades on Twitter and talking about how she's thankful for Trump. And she went on a following spree of Trump accounts.
Ladies, are we surprised?
Well, people are saying she's, because, you know, is she married to the man with sexual assault issues, or he's a predator or something? Or
I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped paying attention to her a while ago.
What a great investment of your brain. You saved yourself a lot.
People are saying she's married, you say? She's married.
I think she might be married to some type of sex pest. Okay. I'm not quite sure on the details on that. Convicted, maybe. And people are saying, oh, maybe she's just trying to get a pardon for her husband or something. Who amongst us isn't?
That could be true.
I don't know. And yet another one ruins her legacy.
Wouldn't you much rather discuss the Mississippi Monkees?
And now who are they?
You've heard nothing of the Mississippi Monkees?
Are they some type of baseball troupe that dances and makes viral TikToks?
No, what was that? Who was that? The Bananas? Some sort of baseball banana?
Yeah, the Mississippi Monkees.
Are you trying to talk about the World Series?
The Banana Jananas?
So picture it.
I'm trying.
A semi-truck driving through Miami. No, Mississippi.
Okay.
A semi-truck driving through Mississippi. It turns over. Big accident.
This happens all the time, and things fall out. What fell out this time?
21 monkeys.
This is like, okay, yes, and do each of them have a power?
Oh, well, that's what we're trying to figure out here. So this truck falls over in Mississippi. 21 monkeys are in it, coming from who knows where, medical research lab. 5 die in the accident.
Oh, rip.
I can't do the math that quick. 5 die in the accident. 3 escape.
Okay. We're down to 13.
The rest is still in the cage in the truck.
Oh, okay. So
my first question is, do you think the three freed should have tried to save their friends, or were they right to just run off into the bushes?
Well, you have to put your oxygen mask on yourself first. So yes. maybe they were like, let's get the hell out of here and assess the situation, and we'll be back for our girls. They can't, if none of them get out, if none of them escape, then none of them escape. Okay. And so they need to get out so that they can replan to get back in. This is a great heist we've got going on.
Well, it happened in Mississippi, Jasper County, Interstate 59, near mile marker 117, if you're wondering.
Okay.
So 3 of the monkeys are on the loose. People all over the news are like, where are these test subjects coming from? You know, fake media was all, those monkeys have herpes beyond the high alert.
Monkey herpes?
Could happen to you.
Oh, well, I think what they need to invest in is a trench coat and then do a little bit of a, you know, a little rascals.
Yes. Okay, well, bad news.
What?
They caught one of the monkeys.
Did this happen live while we're recording? What?
No.
Omitted this information?
I've got information on the three fugitives.
Okay, they're at large.
One caught. Okay. One shot in the backyard by a woman defending her children. Is Mississippi a stand your ground state?
Does stand your ground include monkeys?
She shot it. Okay, she had five kids between the ages of 4 and 16, and she felt threatened, so she shot it twice.
Twice?
Until it was dead.
Okay, so there's one monkey left.
Yeah, do you think it's a superhero? Origin story.
Yes. I do.
And I what do. Else?
I do, and I think everything hinges on this final monkey. Okay, I'm just trying to think of what's the title of the movie. The Final Monkey, The Mississippi Monkeys, Monkey Herpy Time.
Monkey Herpy Time. I don't know if that's got Oscar winner written on it.
Okay, well, I'm just... first we get greenlit, then we worry about the Oscars, okay?
21 Monkeys. I think the last one's coming back to save the other, what did you say, 13?
Yeah, the Final Monkey.
The Final Monkey on his way to save the 13. You know they're like brothers or play cousins or something.
Monkey Heist.
Should we take the show on the road and head down to Jasper County near mile marker 117 to investigate?
Sure. Monkey Heist the Musical.
Snervous 2.
Mm.
The Monkey Heist.
Oh. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code Babble at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, but it is not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often homemade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds can often sell out fast. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handmade products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3 million to date. I loved looking through Uncommon Goods website because, oh my God, y'all know I love salt and pepper shakers. I'm a little collector. And just with a little search, I found so many cute little salt and pepper shakers. So like, whatever it is your favorite person loves, you will find something that they will love. Trust me, just go look. So if you want to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today, you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/babble. Again, that is uncommongoods.com/babble for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Speaking of heist, I did see something that really changes everything.
Okay. Begonia?
No. You know Lavoie from Drag Race UK?
I do. Season Lavoie, six.
Lavoie revealed she was accidentally involved in the UK's biggest gem heist that happened in 2009. Did you see this?
No.
She revealed that she did the makeup and prosthetics for the criminals that were involved in the 2009 Graff Diamonds robbery, the largest gem heist in British history, under the guise that she thought that the two were getting the work done for a music video. So she got hired to do the prosthetics and the makeup for these two guys. She was told that it was for a music video. Turns out that they were committing the biggest heist in UK history.
Oh, season six wanted a twist.
if you're doing an Ocean's 11, I think Lavoie would be good to have in the crew. I think we need a Lavoie in our Ocean's 11.
I thought they've caught suspects from the Lerv robbery.
Well, was Lavoie involved?
Two more suspects charged with the Lerv heist.
Was it one of the monkeys?
Total was there four any crossover? People now.
No.
They said, did you hear though? They said they've caught four people now, but no signs of the jewels. I mean, well, you wouldn't be wearing that crown out and about.
The fierce drag jewels are still at large.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right. Okay.
Great. So did the people, was she a witness in this test? Did she testify in court?
I don't know. Everything I read to you is all I know.
I saw something about her too, where she was learning something for the first time while she was like recording a TikTok. What was that?
Oh.
Was it about the jewel heist?
I think she was recording a cameo on a cruise while the cruise...
Somebody went overboard?
No, while the captain of the cruise made an announcement. And so she's mid-recording a cameo. She's like, hey, girly, just this is LaBois. Call, and then the announcements turned on, and he was like, we regret to inform you that the Queen, Her Majesty, died.
Yes, yes. Oh, what a way
always,
to find
she
out.
She is always at the scene of the crime. She is always involved while she stays booked and busy.
Yeah, she's making her early bidding for the inevitable UK Drag Race All-Stars season.
Honestly, we are robbed of LaVoix on an all-winner season. Not to say I don't like who won her season, but LaVoix is a winner for me. Maybe even a double crowning. Is there time to go back?
Crowning?
Yes. Fierce Drag Jewels.
Now I know how you feel about billionaires.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fierce Drag Jewels.
Yeah.
Did you hear who died?
Oh, gosh. Which one?
Well, the billionaire who invented the frozen burrito, dead at 88.
Well, okay.
Are you feeling a little torn? Because, like, I know how you feel about billionaires, but I also know how you feel about a frozen burrito.
You know what? That is so crazy you bring up the word torn, because Cobra just released a song called Torn.
Natalie Imbruglia?
No, and I had to bring that up. I said, oh, like the Natalie Imbruglia? Oh, like the One Direction audition song? Oh, like the... Am I torn? What was the question?
How do you feel about Dwayne Roberts, billionaire who invented the frozen burrito, dead at 88?
Nothing's fine. I'm torn.
That tracks.
I like the frozen burrito, personally. Do I indulge in them? No. What is a Hot Pocket but a frozen burrito? You know, the rebranding. Oh, they add a little bit of flaky crust. It's just a frozen burrito.
Flaky, buttery crust.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
$1 billion from a frozen burrito empire. Well, nobody becomes a billionaire without,
cheap labor.
Without cheap labor, without exploiting the working class.
Exploitation, yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to say it, but once you reach billionaire status and you don't work to get rid of your billions and better the world, then I'm sorry, but there's no ethical billionaires, and that includes all your faves. And your faves could even be the inventor of the frozen burrito.
Did you see Billie Eilish ask the billionaires, if you are a billionaire, why?
I did see that. And she also, during that, she made an announcement, I think, or like, I don't know if it was during that or that night or whatever, that she was donating $11 million. Did I make that up?
I thought you were going to say she was announced a new album.
No, maybe. I don't know. But I think it was announced that she's donating... I'll look up the figures, but what did she say to the billionaires?
She said, if you are a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? To Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, I think she asked the crowd. She was up there, up at the podium, and Mark was in the crowd.
Yeah. She stood on business, I believe they say. Yeah, as the kids say.
She made an announcement that she is donating $11.5 million... to support organizations, projects, and voices dedicated to food equity, client justice, and reducing carbon pollution, combating the climate crisis. Okay, good. Great. I don't like that society relies on celebrities doing this, and not this. This is not me calling Billie Eilish's move a PR stunt, but most donations in this way are... PR stunts, no? People that have a lot of money that could be paying their fair share through, I don't know, some type of system that requires people to pay their fair share toward a fund that then gets redistributed to the people. I don't know what we could possibly call that, but I don't know, a system that figures out what is equitable for everyone to contribute. And instead, we just have to hope that celebrities decide to do a PR stunt of donating a big chunk that looks good as a headline. Not to say that Billie Eilish, that's what she's doing. She really is putting her money where her mouth is, because she put, what, $11.5 million? That's a big chunk, mama. But I don't have to rely on people hoping that celebrities do something like this.
I do like when they break it down and they're like, that donation would be like somebody who makes $60,000 a year donating $50.
Oop.
Not in the Billie Eilish case, but when I've seen it, when billionaires.
When somebody says, oh, Mark Zuckerberg donated $1 million to whatever.
Yeah, donated $100,000 to something.
And it's like, okay, well, the equivalent is like,
what could a banana cost?
Right.
$10.
Exactly. I do like Billie Eilish speaking some truth to power. If it takes some chutzpah to go up on stage and say that to a room of rich people and to have the person who needs to hear it without having a chance to ignore it. Like, it really forced the headline. It really forced the conversation. And I don't know. It's kind of like what she can do at the moment, at the time, and I appreciate it.
Speaking of mistruths,
okay.
New feud of the year nominee.
Who? Billie Eilish, Mark Zuckerberg?
Kim K versus NASA. Did you hear?
Kim K versus NASA. No, I didn't hear.
Well, she's denying the moon landing.
Oh, I did see that. I did. Well, she's like, well, just look it up.
She's just very think about it, talk about it.
So what's her issue with the moon landing is that it was faked, and you can tell because of the footprints of the boots.
She saw some of the mashups of Buzz Aldrin going around where it's a very like spliced interview of him saying things like, we didn't go there. I snopesed it because I too had seen the video she saw where it was like a mega cut of them saying he was admitting they never went. But if you watch the full interviews, which, you know, misinformation.
Okay.
Misinformation. So anyways, NASA had to put out a statement.
Okay.
They got one of the first female astronauts to tell her off.
Hell yeah. Was it Katy Perry?
as the first female astronaut, it was in fact Katy Perry.
I did see some people being Katy Perry in that blue jumper with holding a daisy. I thought that's a fun costume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and I didn't do it.
No?
I didn't even get to wear my costume. Not that we're talking about Halloween.
Oh, we're not.
No. I didn't even get to have my Zoom holiday party at work.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, we all would have voted for you, I think.
Thank you. I think you would have.
Okay, I got a couple political things, not to get political.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, Erica Kirk.
How long till she's on Dancing with the Stars?
Okay, we got the road before her splits into three paths. On the left, we have Dancing with the Stars. In the middle, she becomes JD Vance's
vice new
president.
Wife.
Oh, nope, that's the right. In the middle, she's JD Vance's vice president pick. On the right, she's JD Vance's new wife. What's she gonna do?
Dang. We'll have to get an Etsy witch to predict this.
And then my other political hot topic. So you know how they're redoing the
White House?
The White House, the ballroom.
Beautiful gowns, beautiful dresses.
So like, that's not what they're doing, right?
No. They're making a bunker.
They're making a bunker under there.
Diddy little baby daddy dookie dunker. Bunker.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Little daddy duty bunker. Dunker.
You know, I'm seeing some things and it's making me think some things. And it's like, damn, they're really acting like they're doing the ballroom. But baby, they are redoing the bunker because
Because he's not leaving. Because
it's not
going to
be good. It's not good. It's no good. No bueno. No good. And he's going to hide down there. And he's going to say, I'm down here.
I'm underneath it.
He's bunking. He's going to be bunking. Bottom bunker.
Yeah. They're going to have to put an elevator, though, because he's not going to be able to do stairs much longer.
Drag his ass.
Old people are hard. Stairs are hard for old people.
You're
Don't
telling
you know?
Me. You are
Don't
telling
you know?
Me. I know.
Speaking of Lavoie, wasn't it her roast sketch that was all when does it change from tripping to I had a fall? Because old people I had a fall. Young people trip.
Mm.
Old people had a fall.
Okay, girl. Yes. Talk about stand up. Fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember being in the womb?
Yeah, that girl from Survivor said she did.
I know. I'm asking if you remember.
No.
That girl. She has a name.
Shannon.
Your guess is as good as mine. Shannon.
There was a lot of Shannon, Sage, Sophie, Sophie again.
I'm so sorry. And have we discussed this? But like, if you are in casting, and I think we know who does the casting. If you are in casting and you cast two people with the same name for the same show, and you don't even give us the common courtesy of the last initial, you just want us to know. You want us to know two Sophies.
One spells with an I and one spells with an IE. And very Corey with a K.
Do they ever differentiate like that?
No, because the other Sophie has gotten three confessionals across six episodes.
I'm sorry, but it pissed me off. It's almost... if you pull something like that, disqualification for best casting for the Emmys. Sorry. See you next year.
Stunt queen.
It's a stunt in the worst way possible. No. And a slap on the wrist is not enough.
What bothers me is I thought one of them's names was like Sophia.
But no.
So she could have. She could have.
Just, or have one go by Soph or something.
Yeah, maybe next time. Season 50 is upon us.
When I was in kindergarten and there was another Matthew, I did what needed to be done.
Well, I heard they filmed season 39 of The Amazing Race, which means make sure you're answering your phone because now is when they'll be calling for 40.
Oh, baby, I don't answer my phone. Answer your phone. Are you kidding?
I'll check my email.
Is it time to put that out into the universe that we're ready to win Amazing Race?
We should pick up our cardio.
Oh, who are you talking to?
I never look up spoilers, even though Amazing Race is one of the easiest shows to look up spoilers for. I saw the like cast leak and I knew, and we know somebody on the next season of The Amazing Race. And so I was like, oh dang, they filmed season 39 in September. So that means they're getting it ready for what? Like February, March of next year, which means yeah, next June, I'm assuming they'll film it in like May or June.
Okay. So keep May and June open. So you're saying I can't go to Coachella, Justin Biebercella. Okay. Oh, you're saying I can't do Pride next year. Okay.
We're going to start manifesting now.
Okay, everyone. I need
season
to
40.
Close your eyes.
I don't think they could pull off an all winner season like they did with Survivor for 40. So I'm like, maybe it'll be all final threes. What? Either way, either we'll be racing or I'll be watching on television.
Okay. What? Yeah, that is how it works. I guess
I'm saying either way, I'll be seated on an airplane traveling.
There we go.
Yeah.
I honestly, I'm ready for our third try just for the miles.
Oh, yeah, I know. I miss that status.
Honey.
like my status, if you like my status.
Nah, we're talking.
Is there any other bullet points on your little list today?
Honestly, we went through every single bullet point on my list.
So all I had left was Brittany deleted her Instagram. So let's have a little, keep her in her thoughts and prayers, y'all.
It's the burning of the Digital Library of Alexandria.
Let's hope so.
That's so
sad. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh my God. I'm already down here in the bunker.
You're in the daddy dinky dunker bunker.
If you smell something, daddy dinker in the dunky bunky.
Did you say dunky monkey?
Oh, I'm the missing monkey in the daddy dinky diaper donkey.
Yes, I heard that about you.
Where can people find you?
What's it called when you're like helping a fugitive? That's what you can find me doing. Aiding and abetting?
Aiding, abetting, lavoying.
I will be aiding and abetting the final monkey from the Mississippi Monkey Crash.
That's kind of the plot of Snervous.
Yes. Until we can abetting
the missing monkey.
Until we can free the 13 brethren.
Okay.
All right, bye.